former Penguin, current radio man with the Edmonton Oilers, Robbie Brown. Robbie, we appreciate you joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing very good. Thanks for having me.
Sure. First thing, you saw, I'm sure, all the highlights from Friday night. You've seen Mary Lemieux's statements on the matter. What do you make of the whole thing, Rob?
Well, it's funny because it's all over the TVs up here, the radios, the papers, too. It was huge. When Mario speaks, people listen. The first day I saw the highlights, and I understand everything Mario is saying. First of all, he's got his franchise player sitting out with a concussion from repeated blows to the head that weren't penalized, A, in the game, or B, by the league. So I'm sure he had frustration there. And then, you know, the Islander game, you knew there was going to be retribution. There was going to be payback from the Islanders. I was in Pittsburgh the year that Kasparaitis knocked out Eric Lindros, and they panned the bench after the hit, and Kasparaitis was on the bench, and Alexei Morozov was there laughing and smiling, and it went on the Jumbotron, and the Flyers saw it. So you knew, we knew the next time we went there, there was going to be payback. And a lot of it was the same with this one. You know, when Johnson went back to the bench, he had Fleury on the bench, smiling and happy, and DiPietro was laid out on the ice and gone for the season. So you knew that the Islanders were going to do something. Now, I have no problem with that, and I'm sure the Penguin players had no problem knowing that they were going to have to stand up for themselves. But the way the Islanders went about it is what I believe Mario has the problem with, and I did. I mean, two guys get sucker punched from behind, and anyone that follows hockey saw how dangerous that is with the Bertuzzi incident that knocked the guy out of hockey for good. So the danger's there. And then you got, I believe it was Gillies, acting like a fool. He's standing in the runway, looking down at an injured Penguin player, mocking him, yelling at him. I mean, there's a code in hockey amongst tough guys that if you get a guy in a vulnerable position or if you get a guy hurt in a fight, the tough guy stops fighting. I mean, it's out of respect. It's you just don't continue on, and you've got the Islanders continuing on, and this is a guy's livelihood. You're injuring them. You're mocking them after. So it is wrong what they did, and I see Mario's frustration. The problem, though, that Mary Lemieux's Pittsburgh Penguins employ a guy named Matt Cook, who is widely known around the league as the biggest cheap shot artist in the league. And as long as the Pittsburgh Penguins are paying Matt Cook his salary, then you're not going to get the public support that is probably deserved in this, because they're trying to clean up the game. They're trying to get rid of the headshots. They're trying to get rid of the dirty plays. Well, Matt Cook is number one on the list of players that would have to be gone because of that. So I agree with everything that Mario said, everything that he said in his statement. But as long as Matt Cook is part of that team in Pittsburgh, you're not going to get support from anyone else in the league, because it's almost talking tongue-in-cheek. I mean, you're saying one thing, but you're employing another.
Now, like you just mentioned, there's a code, and, you know, you have something like, Haley coming down, fighting Talbot, and then finding, I think it was pretty deliberate. He was looking for Brent Johnson. Now, a goalkeeper on keeper, I understand what happened. You know, one punch, broken face. Does he have any business coming after Johnson after an incident with Talbot? Not only coming after, but finding him. He literally, I thought, went across the ice to find Johnson. I have a problem with that. And what are your thoughts on that? And I want to ask you another question as far as what this does for the NHL, as far as the fan, because they developed such a great base with this 24/7. So many people that weren't into hockey saw this game or saw that match, saw 24/7 and got hooked on the sport. And this may be a black eye.
Well, to answer that question first, I mean, I don't know how much of a black eye it is, to the simple fact that fans love fighting. So I don't know if that's going to push a lot of people away. I got about 50, 60 texts that night from people that were watching the game telling me, you got to turn the game on. You got to see what's going on in Pittsburgh. Watch the highlights. So people, I don't know if they're going to be turned off by that or they're more intrigued by it. The player coming down, going after the goaltender, well, I don't know. I think that in a five-on-five situation, that I think it's wrong in that situation because, you know, Johnson, if he's going to get beat up, he's got no one there to help, no one to jump in. If he wants to challenge him one-on-one, that's one thing. But, I mean, on the other hand, I think after watching Johnson fight DiPietro, I think he probably could have handled himself quite well and probably didn't need Goddard coming in. So, I mean, I that one didn't bother me as much, him going towards Johnson, because I think Johnson could have handled himself. I think that the shots from behind, the punches in the back of the head, the taunting, I think those were the ones that bothered me a lot more.
We're talking to former Penguin, former Mary Lemieux line mate, Rob Brown, here on 93.7 The Fan. And Robbie, let's talk about the Matt Martin play, because I think the NHL and I do agree. Well, actually, Mario wasn't specific enough, but I'm assuming that he was talking about the Matt Martin incident. I think that the league tends to rule on the result rather than what the guy actually did. And to me, you have to look at intent with Matt Martin jumping Talbot. It sure looked like Todd Bertuzzi on Steve Moore. And it really doesn't matter to me whether he connected or not, whether Talbot is hurt or not. What matters is his intent. And I think it should have been at least 15 games. What's your take?
I agree. I mean, if you're going to just wait to see what the result is, then you're going to have a death before somebody actually gets suspended and they stop this nonsense. Martin's a big enough boy that he can look him in the eye and at least give him the opportunity. Look at him, say, we're going to fight. You can defend yourself or you can turtle, but I'm going to start throwing punches. But to do it from behind, that's, I mean, serious injuries. I mean, guys nowadays are big, strong, that a punch to the back of the neck could break someone's neck. And Bertuzzi found that out with Moore. I mean, Moore's career ended because of that punch by Bertuzzi. So, no, I mean, you could have given 20 games, 25 games. I don't care. Just do it so that nobody will ever want to do it again. And Mario didn't point that one out, but from what I watched of the highlights, by far the worst thing that happened in that game.
To me, Rob, a lot of this stuff springs out of kind of the culture of hockey about fighting and about headshots and all that stuff. Do you agree, and do you think there is a place for fighting in the game, or do you think by taking out fighting, you would take out the possibility of this kind of thing ever happening again? Not that it's happened very often in recent years.
I'm from the opposite school there. I think there should be more fighting. I think get rid of the instigator rule. Right now, to me, the most serious injuries happen are headshots through the middle of the ice, hitting from behind, guys sticking knees out. You know, there wasn't as much of that before when I played in the league, because if you went out and did something stupid, you had to pay a price because someone was coming off the bench and they were going to beat you to a pulp. And you knew that in the back of your head that you were going to have to pay the piper if you're going to do something dumb on the ice. Nowadays, there's not that fear. You got guys, Matt Cook for one, Avery for one, players along like that that have free reign out there because they know that no one can come after them. No one's going to jump them because there's a suspension, there's the instigator penalty. I think that take away the instigator and let the players police themselves, and you won't have near as many problems right now. Because right now you're hoping that the NHL will take care of things. You're hoping the NHL makes the right call. Well, let the players police themselves, and I guarantee you, you'll lose a lot of this stupidity because those players are going to pay a price.
What are your thoughts on Mario coming out publicly? Would you have rather seen that behind closed doors? Maybe the NHL would be more reluctant to do something about it since they feel they're, I don't know, there's no pride involved. Right now, Lemieux threw it out there. Now, if there's changes, it looks as if it was forced by Lemieux.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you don't know is if Mario went behind closed doors first and was rebuffed. Maybe this has been ongoing for months that he's been saying, okay, you got to make things better. I've got a superstar right now that's out. I mean, Boston can say, I got a superstar that's out. And players around the league that are injured, and the NHL may have said, you know what, we like it the way it is. We're going to continue to do the way it is. So then you go public. Now you're forcing the issue. Because I've been talking about it in the newspapers and on TV here in Canada. Obviously, you guys are talking about it in Pittsburgh. So when Mario talks, he's opened up something right now. He's opened up communication. And whether the NHL does the right thing or not, at least they have to do something. And they got to talk about it and think about it because it's out there and people are talking and thinking about it.
Now, the guys around the league, do they look at Crosby as if, hey, he's helped this game tremendously? Or is he just someone, if we take him out, we have a chance to win? Is it like Tiger Woods, like all the guys on PGA Tour, they may complain a little bit, but they realize their purses have tripled since he's been in the league. So I wonder if the same respect is for Crosby.
Oh, you always want the best in the league. I played in an era with Mario, with Gretzky. You never want to see anyone hurt, whether it's the top player or the bottom player, but you want to see the top players playing. That's what it's all about. And, yeah, I mean, you want Sidney Crosby playing. He's the face of the National Hockey League. The reason all these guys right now are making tenfold what guys did 10 years ago is because of the Ovechkins. It's because of the Crosbys. It's because of the Stamkos. So guys around the league respect these superstars as much, if not more, than the regular folks just because they know how good these players really are. And they want to see them playing. So I don't think there's anyone around the league that does not want to see Crosby back quickly.
We got about 10 seconds, Robin. We appreciate you coming on. Worthy hits on Crosby from Steckel, from Victor Hedman, either or both suspendable?
Well, I saw the Steckel one because I was at that game at the Winter Classic, and it should have been a 5-minute major and probably a 2 or 3 game suspension. I don't remember the Hedwin one as much, but the Steckel one for sure should have been a couple games.
Rob, thanks a lot, man. Hope things are well.
Thank you very much.